I'm Danielle Holler, and I am the director of the SNAP-Ed program at Shepherd University. This is our second year at Shepherd doing our SNAP education work, and we're really excited because we went from a $100,000 project to a $200,000 project suddenly, which means we get to do twice as much work. So we're going to continue doing what we've been doing in the local schools, which has been doing gardening and nutrition education in the classrooms and garden installation. And we're also going to continue doing our Smarter Lunchroom program, which is where we work with the cafeteria managers at the schools on trying to find ways to promote nutritious foods in the cafeterias. So in addition to those two components that we're continuing and developing, we're adding two new components this year. The first one is to develop the pilot program of the West Virginia Foods of the Month. And the second one is to create a healthy texting program that we're going to pilot here with parents of children who attend our local schools.
Okay, give us a little detail about what each of those is or how you envision it working out.
Sure. So the Foods of the Month program is one that we're going to start designing later this fall, where we create a system that's based on a calendar where we promote two or three nutritious foods each month. So we're going to try to develop a 12-month calendar, even though I know West Virginia foods don't grow 12 months of the year. When we can, we're going to essentially focus on those two foods of the month that are grown in West Virginia when they're grown, and during the other months, we'll promote other nutritious foods like lean proteins, water, fish, nuts, things like that, so that we have a complete calendar to use to help guide a bunch of activities. And so some of those activities might entail posters that we create and print to put up in our schools that are participating in the program to focus on those foods of the month. It'll include newsletter inserts that the schools can use to paste into newsletters that are already going home. It could be that we have food tastings at the schools each month focusing on those foods. And so West Virginia University Extension has asked us to develop and pilot this so that it can then go statewide.
So basically, it sounds like there will be an educational component other than these are nutritious foods, because I assume you will be, if you're talking about apples, talking about how they grow here.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to talk about what is important about the food, the fiber that's in it, the minerals and vitamins that might be included in the foods, how they can be prepared, so that people can think of different ways, nutritious ways to prepare foods at home. We'll be sending out tips through the texting program related to those foods as well. So that's the other component, actually, that I mentioned, is that we're creating a healthy text program. And so that healthy text program is a mechanism whereby every Friday, a message will be sent out to subscribers that includes a short, healthy tip for the weekend. And what we're trying to focus on are foods of the month as well as physical activity. So every Friday, the parents and staff at the schools where our project is happening, those who have signed up for the project, will receive a text. And two times a month, it'll be about the food or food of the month. And then two times a month, it'll be about physical activity. And then if there is a holiday, we'll do some type of holiday healthy promotion. But again, the goal is to have a short message. Sometimes they actually include recipes, just a really short recipe, how to create a tomato sauce, for example, that the parents can use and implement really quickly and easily to help spread the message about the nutrition education that we're doing here in the counties.
Do you expect it to be well received once you get it launched here in the schools?
Yeah, I think that everyone's going to be real excited about it, especially because it's going to be West Virginia foods as much as possible. And I've already been talking about it with some of the food service directors locally here in Jefferson and Berkeley County, and they're really excited. They've said, when are you going to start this? Because they really see this as something that will help, you know, boost attention to their nutritious foods that they're serving, and then also be able to make it local. And what we also want to do is try to integrate those foods of the month into the gardening program. So if we're putting our gardens in, you know, late May, we want to make sure that our foods of the month are put in the garden so that they're going to be harvested as they're being promoted throughout the state as well.